Welcome to Upstream, a source of ideas and encouragement for courageous priests and the people who support and work with them, who are swimming against the current of an increasingly hostile world in order to bring people to Jesus. So, I've got Matt Rudolph with me, my co-host today. I'm Pat Lincioni. And Matt, what is our topic today?
Pat, today we're talking about an easy on-ramp to Scripture.
That's right. Truly an easy, simple on-ramp to transforming a parish or any group of Catholics to becoming scripturally well-versed and living in the Word. Okay. And I know that sounds, whenever anybody says it's easy, it's like, oh, tell me the truth. How could it be easy? But it is. And here's the context. And because we're talking to bishops here, we're talking to people in the seminary, we're talking about pastors and other priests and people that work in parishes and other apostolates. But here's what, let's think about a parish. If you're a parish priest and you want your people to become scripturally well-versed and live in it every day, how would you do that? Well, many people would say, well, have them do the Bible in a year. And God bless Father Mike Schmitz. What an amazing thing that is. But if we look at our parishes, there's probably a relatively small percentage of people doing the Bible in a year. But I think it's wonderful, and I love Father Schmitz. Another one, they might say, well, we got to get more people into small groups and into Bible study. And so we all have Bible studies, but we know that a relatively small percentage of people are joining those. Well, of course, there's daily mass, which I think is amazing. And I love it when I can get to daily mass. And goodness gracious, in a parish, we have 100 people maybe at daily mass sometimes, and it's amazing. But when we look at all that, probably the same people are doing all of those things, and it's a small percentage of our parish. So how can we, as priests, transform our parishes so that the majority of our parishioners are literally living in the Word of God in the Bible every day? Well, I really believe that if you're courageous enough and persistent enough, that in 1 month, you could completely transform your parish and get them, the majority of them, reading the Bible together or at the same time, in the same cycle every day. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, Pat, this is such an important topic. I honestly grew up in a very faithful Catholic home, and, you know, the mass and other practices of the faith were very common in our home and in my spiritual life growing up. But Scripture isn't something that I really embraced until much further on into my walk with the Lord. And right, it's the Word of God. It's living and effective, right? This is Jesus constantly points back to you know, the Word of God and how important it is in our lives. So, you know, sometimes I think we think our Protestant brothers and sisters maybe embrace the Word of God and elevate more than we as Catholics do. And I think this is a really practical way to, if you're a priest, to elevate Scripture in your parish.
Exactly. And it is true. And I've always felt bad when my friends who are not Catholic could quote Scripture or say things. And it wasn't so much of the pride of being able to quote, drop a line here and there. It was about, do I really understand it? And do I have it in context? And so often the answer, as I alluded to earlier, is to join a Bible study. Well, I can't stand the word Bible study because one, study sounds like something I wanted to stop doing as soon as I graduated from college. And I don't look at the word Bible study. I envision a bunch of people sitting around on chairs, on metal chairs and a table with a marker and going through the Bible line by line and understanding. And that is just not the way I encounter this. I want to know the Word of God, and I want it to influence my life. So let's get into the actual specific thing that a priest could do to transform the parish in a month.
So Pat, what is it? What are you proposing?
We have this amazing technology today, which we need to take advantage of. Jesus did not have apps, you know, and not that he needed them, but an app is a great thing, a technology app to help people in their lives. And let me tell you, I recently met a friend, and he's 60 years old, and he went to Catholic schools for 12 years when he was younger. He goes, I don't know the Bible. I don't know my faith very well. I'm totally immersed in the news of the world, and I get bummed out. And I said, hey, I want to show you this app. And I showed him the Amen app. And there's Hallo, which is another one, too, that you pay for. Amen is free. The Augustine Institute does that. Any app is good. Like, there's some good Catholic apps. And every day, the first thing you can do is listen to the readings of the day. It takes 5 minutes. And this friend of mine who'd been really struggling with, why don't I know my faith better? Why don't I know the Bible better? He wakes up every day and does 5 minutes of the daily readings. He gets an Old Testament reading or an epistle, the psalm, a psalm usually, and then the gospel, you know, whatever the daily reading is. And I said to him, everyone in the world in the Catholic Church is reading those readings every day. You're part of that now. It has changed his life. He said, I start my day by listening to the gospel and the readings preached to me, and it changes everything. Mm. And this is not something that's hard. It's not something that's onerous. In fact, it's so simple that people go, well, I'll do that. I don't know that I'm going to drive to the parish and go to a Bible study. I don't know that I can make it to daily mass every day. Gosh, the Bible in a year, I'll get behind and I can't do that. But yeah, I'll wake up and look, reach over to my phone and hit play, and I'll listen to that. Yeah. And so this is what we're proposing that you do in your parish. And again, it's going to take more courage than anything else. So Father, you can say to your parish, we're going to start as a parish. I want everybody to do something in their personal lives that's going to change the way you come to Mass and the way you live your life, and it's going to bring us into closer into community. And I think you should say, take out your phones, because I know you have them. Don't unmute them, because I know we always tell them, mute your phones at the beginning of Mass. But I want you to download a free app right now. I'm going to teach you how to do it. It's going to take you a minute. And you're going to go in here and you're going to do this. And by the way, if you can't manage it right now, after Mass, at a table outside, there's going to be somebody that can help you. But I want you to download the Amen app. Or if you already have Hallow or you want to get Hallow, because that's a really cool thing too. I love Hallow. What I want you to do is have an app that gives you access to the daily Catholic readings. You are going to become part of a worldwide movement, which already exists, but you might not be connected to. And over the course of time, you are going to get to know Scripture so much more. And you're going to be able to talk to other people about it, and you're going to experience it. So I am going to ask everybody in the parish to listen to the daily readings every day. So download the app. Here's where you'll find it. Wake up in the morning and do this. Okay. What percentage of people, Matt, do you think are going to do it right away in that first week?
Not everyone. I think a good percentage would, though. It's amazing. I think priests underestimate when they ask that and they give that invitation and almost exhort people to do something, people listen. They want to follow through.
And I agree with you. I bet you 40% of people will do it. And maybe it's 30, maybe it's 20, but that's a lot.
Right.
So the next week, you're going to go, hey, last week, if you were here, you saw that we were kicking off this program. Can I see a show of hands? Anybody do this? And a few hands, some hands are going to go up. I'm going to say it again. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to download this app, Amen, or Hallow, or one of the others. And I want you to listen to the gospel readings and the daily Mass readings every day. I'm going to ask you to raise your hand again next week too, just to see. And if you want to go outside at the table and that young person out there is going to help you do this, if you want, what's it going to look like the second week?
Oh, I think you could have 50% maybe the second
right.
week.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to just encourage priests that this is going to make some priests very uncomfortable. Some of you, this is like, no big deal. I get it. Let's do this. Some of you are like, man, I'm going to really ask them to take out their phones in the middle of the homily. And I want to challenge you, give a little awkward time, like even some silence, to let people do it, right? If you don't give people time to do it and you just say, hey, I want you to do this, and then you go into whatever you're going to say about your homily, people probably won't do it. Like, allow that time and say, we're going to do it right now. Everyone, we're going to do it right now. We're going to take 1 minute, like you said, Pat. And I think that's going to make some priests uncomfortable, but you're going to see much better participation in doing that.
You know what's funny? There's a woman in my office who's not Catholic, but sure, her husband is, and her kids went to Catholic school, and she loves the church, and she goes to Mass sometimes, and I think she's going to become Catholic pretty soon. She was going over the podcast with me. I was telling her what we were going to talk about. She goes, that would be so cool. And she said, how does that fit within tradition? I said, well, the tradition of getting people to read the gospel and the readings every day is amazing. The tradition of having people take out their phones and download an app at Mass wouldn't be, but one is not a sacred tradition, violating that. Getting people to read the Bible every day and do the readings from Mass is sacred tradition. So it's absolutely worth doing something that's a little new and uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I really don't think Jesus would say, hey, an app, that's not Catholic. He would say, anything right. you can do to bring people to me. is good. So you're right. They're going to be uncomfortable, but there's going to be such an excitement at church as people are helping their parents download it and the kids. And it's going to be like, look at this whole church is actually doing something together. Mm-hmm. Okay. Week three comes, Matt, and you're going to say, hey, how many people have done this? And you're going to bring up one person. And this is not part of the homily. This is just, and they're going to give a 30-second. They're going to say, I started doing this every day. I've never done anything like this before. I feel like I understand what the readings are about. And when I come to Mass, it totally makes more sense. And then you're going to go, okay, everybody, next week, I'm going to ask you again. The fourth week, you will have it will become the most wonderfully positive peer pressure. People are going to be like, I can't believe I'm part of a parish. They're going to think they are at a traditional Catholic church that's also an evangelical church. And I mean that in the sense like, we do this together. We're all talking about this. There is nothing non-Catholic about us doing this. And yet, the difference between one parish making this happen and another parish making it happen is going to come down to the will of the pastor to say, I'm willing to do this. And you're going to have your team at your parish to do this, get a couple people to help you do it. But I love the fact that you're going to see the fruits of this within a month. Within a month, you're going to see that the parish is going to change because the word of God changes people.
Pat, and just that it's so inspiring to think that a whole community, a whole parish community can be like rooted in the word of God. And it's not just that community, it's the greater Catholic community, right? There's readings that the church gives us every single day. And it's oftentimes in relationship to like the season that we're in. And it's readings that are relevant for what the church is inviting us to pray through. So there's so much beauty in that. And that, I don't know, that just gets me pumped to think about how we're participating, not just in our local community, but in the greater community of our Catholic faith across the world. A second point is that, you know, you've mentioned courage a lot, and we've talked a lot about priests needing the courage to do this. I think this resonated with me probably because commitment for me can be tough. I think it's courage and commitment. So the follow through.
Yes.
How often do we say something once, Pat, and say, well, I said it once, they should do it. The commitment and the follow through to do this for four consecutive weeks. And even in your daily homilies, perhaps even mentioning, hey, if you haven't taken this out, just remind people, right? People need to be reminded over and over again. I know I do. And so I just want to encourage a priest that if, you know, that follow through is tough for you, you know, gear yourself up to really be consistent and committed in following through with this plan.
And, you know, the thing about it is this is an on-ramp. We called it an on-ramp because pretty soon people are like, you know, that friend I told you about, he actually said, hey, let's go to daily Mass next week.
Wow.
And by the way, he's also in a Bible study now with me.
Wow.
Because when you start doing this, you're like, wow, I feel it's an on-ramp. But sometimes, and I will say, I love the church and I love our priests. And I hope our priests always know we're honoring you. And in these podcasts, we appreciate your vocations. But sometimes the Catholic Church isn't great at on-ramps.
Mm-hmm.
And we say things like, hey, and when we're evangelizing other people, we did an episode about how to evangelize just to ask people if you can pray for them. And sometimes we think like, oh, you have to come to Mass to be evangelized or to go deeper into Scripture. And what we're saying is let's bring the readings to our own people. It's the new evangelization that John Paul II talked about years ago. Now, I want to say something else though, Matt, which I think is really interesting. You used the word pumped. You said, oh, I'm so pumped about this. I was telling somebody else this morning about this, and they were like, they were so excited. I mean, and so the people in your parish are going to be so excited to think, oh my gosh, we are all going to start doing something every day. And it really is. And, you know, I think the devil, discouragement is his tool. And he's going to discourage priests to go, oh, don't do that. They're going to think that's silly. That's going to be corny. Nobody's going to do it. And just pray like, I am not listening to him. I'm going to go out there. And if we get, 800 more people reading the Bible, the readings from Mass every day, the Holy Spirit is going to do amazing things with that. So we don't need to make this podcast a lot longer. What it really is, it's just a daily reading program, the daily readings of Mass. And and go to Mass. And maybe you put one person in your parish in charge of it and you say, I'm going to bring up Fred or Mary. And she's going to tell you, or he's going to tell you about the daily reading movement that we're going to do here at St. Perpetua Church. And then they're just going to go up and be very quick about it. Here's what it is. We're going to get everybody in our parish. People want to be pushed. They want to be led. They want to be exhorted. And so I don't want to make this any longer than it needs to be.
Yeah, but Pat, I just want to point, you said movement for the first time in this podcast. I love that. This is much less of a program. There's some prescribed details to this, but it's much more about a movement and inspiring people and reminding them that this is exciting. This is what we're doing together. I love this. It's a scripture movement at your parish.
Yeah, and call it whatever you will that makes sense there, but make it real. Stay on top of it. Make it a priority. And please share with us what happens, because God will bring about things that we could never imagine when the majority of the people in our parish are actually taking those 5 minutes to do that.
Yeah, all Pat, right? We want to hear from you if you're a priest and you've tried this, especially if you've implemented and you've seen fruit. Please email us. It's info at upstreampodcast.com. Again, that's info@upstreampodcast.com. And share this with other priests, right? Share this with any of your priest friends. Especially, I think every priest wants his flock to know scripture better. This is something that every priest could be doing. So share with your priests, share with your friends, and be in dialogue with us. We'd love to hear from you.
And share this podcast with your brother priests and other Catholics who work with priests, so we can encourage them in this way. All right. I think that's it today. We can be short.
That's it. Amen.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Thanks everybody for listening. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, thank you for giving us new ways to reach out to others so that they can come to better know you, and help us to understand how to use those things in a way that honors you. We thank you for letting us serve you. We thank you for our priests. Those of us who are not priests, we offer them up to you, Lord. We thank you for their vocations, and we praise you. And we pray all this in Jesus' name, amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless.